This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President of Russia Vladimir Putin will arrive in New Delhi today on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia annual summit. During the two-day visit, President Putin will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. Both leaders will exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture, and media. President Draupadi Murmu will also receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honor. We have a report.
Russia has been a long-standing and time-tested partner for India. Development of India-Russia relations has been a key pillar of India's foreign policy. During the visit of the Russian president to India in December 2010, the strategic partnership was elevated to the level of special and privileged strategic partnership. Intensifying the trade and economic relations has been identified as a priority area with a target of increasing bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030. Bilateral trade between India and Russia reached a record high of $68.7 billion in 2024-25. Suparna Saikia, Kashwani News, Delhi.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair the 22nd India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation Ministerial Meeting in New Delhi today. The Defence Minister in a statement said the two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defence during the meeting. They will also exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. Chief Election Commissioner CEC Gyanesh Kumar has assumed the chairship of the Council of the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance International, IDEA, for 2026. India has been elected as a new chair of the Council of Member States of International, IDEA, for 2026. India is one of the 14 founding member states of the organization. Mr. Kumar assumed the chairship of Stockholm, Sweden. Ambassador of India to Sweden, Anurag Bhushan, was present during the ceremony. In his acceptance speech, CEC Kumar highlighted the scale of India's democratic exercise, noting the country's over 900 million electors across 28 states and 8 union territories. He also pointed out that India has conducted 18 general elections in parliament and more than 400 elections to state legislature since independence in 1947. The CEC said India aims to share not only the learnings of the world's largest democracy, but also the democratic values and principles deeply rooted in its civilizational heritage. Union Women and Child Development Ministry will formally launch the 100-day intensive awareness campaign for a child marriage-free Bharat today, marking 1 year of Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat initiative. The Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat campaign was launched by the ministry on 27 November 2024 and completed 1 year on 27 November 2025. The intensive awareness campaign, which runs from November 27, 2025 to March 8, 2026, aims to mobilize citizens, institutions and community leaders to strengthen the nationwide movement against child marriage. The launch program will include a national pledge to end child marriage, the screening of a special film showcasing stories of change from across the country, and testimonies from frontline workers. After visiting various important places of Kashi, including Hanuman Ghat, BHU and Sarnath, the first delegation of Kashi Tamil Sangamam will visit Ayodhya today. Elaborate arrangements have been made to welcome the delegates. They will be taken to Ayodhya's major temples, Sri Ram Janmabhoomi, Hanuman Gadi, and other important sites for darshan and puja. South African female cheetah Vira and her two 10-month-old cubs will be released from a large enclosure into the open forest of Kuno National Park, KNP, in Shehopur district today. Cheetahs will be released by Chief Minister Mohan Yadav during a ceremonial event to mark the occasion of International Cheetah Day today. In men's cricket, South Africa defeated India by 4 wickets in the second game of the 3-match ODI series at the Shahid Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur last night, chasing 359 runs to win. South Africa scored 362 for 6 with 4 balls to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.